Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, the next 2 days, we're going to be sharing some interviews with students here at the ranch. I want you to pray for these students. And as you listen to just a brief exchange with them, I hope that it'll remind you that there are a bunch of precious young lives here who are being loved and discipled in Jesus' name. And those of you who are a part of that, with your support, we are so grateful. And those of you who don't know about the ranch, please visit the website, wvr.org. God's doing some amazing things here. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Folks, I have three very special guests in the studio with me that I'm going to be introducing. And they are, as we've done in years past, around this time of year, they are three of our students. And I believe that what they're going to share with you is going to be a wonderful encouragement. I hope that those of you who know about Ware's Valley Ranch will let this spur you on to continue to pray for us. And those who don't know about Ware's Valley Ranch will not only listen to this broadcast, but will go to our website, which is WVR, Ware's Valley Ranch, WVR.org. And there's all kinds of information there. And not only can you learn about the ranch, but there's a lot of information to help you continue to learn about Jesus and to learn how to study God's Word. So let's start with the ladies, because when I was growing up, I was taught ladies first. Over on my right, in a blue shirt that looks tie-dyed, please give us your first name.
Jada.
Jada has been here at the ranch how long?
3 months.
And in 3 months, a lot has happened with Jada. Jada, tell us what recently happened in your life.
I've been baptized, gave my life to Christ.
Now, did you get baptized and then give your life to Christ, or did you give your life to Christ and as a result, you got baptized?
I gave my life to Christ and then got baptized.
And was that kind of a miserable, painful experience? I saw pictures and it looked to me like you were really happy.
I was so happy.
What has Jesus done for you?
Well, they say Jesus like changes you, and I felt that change in my life and actually had a hope.
Praise God. Hope does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And right next to you is?
Lucy.
Lucy, how long have you been at the ranch?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. And you're how old?
11.
11 years old. Now, Lucy, your parents are actually house parents at the ranch. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so when you came about 6 months ago, you came as part of a package. You were a family moving into Laurel Ridge, one of our houses, where Jada and others live like family, right?
Yes, sir.
How's that been for you? Because prior to that, you didn't have a bunch of siblings. You had one little brother, and that was it. What's it like having a bunch of siblings?
Yes, sir. It is amazing. I have always prayed for a sister, but more than that, I've prayed for a lot of siblings, and God sent me here, and it's been really joyful for me to be here and thrive here.
Praise God. Praise God. Jada, what do you think about living in this house? You had a sister who came with you to the ranch, who lives with you there at Laurel Ridge, but you've got now a bunch of other sisters, Lucy and others. What's that like for you?
I love it because my family had fallen apart, and now I feel like I have a true family.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we are very thankful that God brought you here, and we are especially thankful that God has made you part of his family forever, which means we're going to have time to hang out in heaven. And I think that's going to be wonderful. There's a young man, handsome young man, standing over on my left, which means nothing to you who are listening by radio, but nevertheless, please introduce yourself.
I'm Grayson.
Grayson, you are how old now?
I just turned 15, September 12th.
Just turned 15. I remember being 15. That was generally a pretty good year for me.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've been at the ranch how long?
It's about a year and 3 months now.
About a year and 3 months. And since you've been here, what's been happening inside of you?
The Lord has worked in me in so many ways. School, whether it's, you know, how to handle situations that I could just, you know, it's, he's helped me through situations that have just been rough. I feel like I'm just by myself, but in reality, he's never left you. Whether it feels like it or not, he's there for you. And I've learned to see that more often than not. Because the Lord has blessed me in so many ways.
Great. Are you doing pretty well in school as far as your grades and stuff?
Yes, sir.
That's great. What subjects are you taking right now?
I am taking science, math, English, history, and Spanish.
Spanish?
Spanish, yes, sir.
I think that's wonderful. I know almost no Spanish. Little tiny bit. Hola. That's a Spanish word, isn't it? You're supposed to say sí.
Sí.
We have here at this school the capacity, because of the fabulous people God has brought here, we have the ability to teach kids Spanish, French, Latin, Greek, even some Hebrew, and German, of course. So, I mean, we've got all these languages in a little tiny student body. But if somebody wants to learn something, God provides people who are able to teach it. And it's not just done with a bunch of videos. It's actually people who know this stuff who are in a position to share it with the students. The goal of all of that is to point them to Jesus Christ. Now, you said you've grown in the Lord. You know more concerning your faith and so on. Tell us a little bit of what it means for you to really trust in Jesus.
Well, trusting in Jesus isn't just, I mean, someone can say they trust in Jesus, but if their life doesn't show it, it's pointless to, I mean, you know, I trust in the Lord. I mean, I got baptized at, I think, 8 years old, but I never really completely understood what it meant to be baptized and trust in the Lord until maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone is truly Christian, their life should be different from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you're truly Christian, you shouldn't fit in with the rest of the world. The rest of the world does their own thing. But, you know, just spread the word. Just obey what God says. And we're not going to be perfect in that. But the Lord does help us through things, even though, you know, sometimes we don't trust in him, or when we don't look to him for guidance, he's still always there to help us and guide us along.
Now, you just turned 15.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel tempted to do things or have attitudes that you know are not pleasing to the Lord?
Absolutely.
So that's still, you haven't completely become perfect yet.
No, sir.
Well, I'm 67, and I haven't completely become perfect yet either, but I have a perfect Savior. And he is someone I can always trust. And so I'm learning still that if he says don't do that, it's not just, well, I don't want to do it because I might get in trouble. It's, I don't want to do that because I know that he loves me, and that's why he says don't do that. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now back to the ladies for a moment. What, Jada, you've been here just 3 months, you said?
Yes, sir.
That's not very long. Have you memorized any scripture during the time you've been here?
Yes, sir. Psalms 1 and 2, and I'm working on 1 Corinthians 13.
That's fabulous. Psalm 1 is the first scripture that we ask all our students to memorize when they come, And then the second one we ask them to memorize is Psalm 2. And one of the things that happens when they do that is Psalm 1 tells us why we need to memorize the scripture. And that is that there are two paths, and the path of the righteous is not like the path of the wicked, which is what Grayson was talking about. But the righteous person meditates on God's word day and night. You cannot meditate on it day and night unless you've memorized it. So we need to memorize God's word, and these students are doing that. Jada, you're working on 1 Corinthians 13. What is that chapter about?
Love.
Exactly. And you're not memorizing that because you thought it would be mushy and romantic, are you?
No, sir.
Because the love described in 1 Corinthians 13 is a different kind of love.
Yes, sir.
It's God's love, which is patient and kind, not envious, is it?
No, sir.
All right, excellent. Lucy, you've been here about 6 months.
Yes, sir.
And you're a staff kid, so staff kids really don't memorize scripture, do they?
Yes, sir, they do.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. So have you memorized any scripture since you've been here?
Yes, sir. I've memorized Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 23, and I'm starting memorizing 1 Corinthians 13.
Excellent. Excellent. Back over to the other side of the table. Tell me, Grayson, what scripture have you memorized since you've been here?
I've memorized Psalm 1, Psalm 2, 1 Corinthians 13, memorized James 4, I memorized Psalm 137, not all of it. I memorized some of it. Psalm 145, Exodus 20, and that's all I'm going to think of right now.
But, okay. Well, we encourage scripture memorization, obviously, and one of the ways that we do it is to offer a bribe to anybody who will memorize the Sermon on the Mount. Now, you guys haven't memorized the Sermon on the Mount yet, but do you know some other students who have?
I know Victor has. Angelina and Maria have.
Rachel has.
Rachel has.
Emma has.
Emma.
A whole bunch of students, actually. A whole bunch of students. Now, you guys haven't been here all that long, but I'm just telling you, dangling a carrot in front of you, if you memorize the entire Sermon on the Mount, you get a glorious week at the beach with my wife and me. What could be better than that? Unless it was a glorious week at the beach with somebody else. But, I mean, it's a wonderful time. We have a great time together. We enjoy it. And that is made possible by very generous people who designate that as a special gift. They want to underwrite the beach trip. And it has made a big difference because kids at the beach, without all the other distractions, often make big steps spiritually because we talk about the scriptures and we pray together and we seek to encourage our students in their walk with the Lord and give them an opportunity to share with some of the believers down there. We usually go to Amelia Island, and there's some precious believers on Amelia Island who underwrite the trip. And I'm just telling you, that's something all three of you could be shooting for. Miss Hannah Hauser has been. A bunch of our students have been. And so you guys, I mean, don't feel discouraged that you're not there yet, but aim for it. Start working on it. And when you said James, Grayson, I thought maybe you'd memorize the book of James. We have accepted that in lieu of the Sermon on the Mount. Well, we had a young man years ago who, but you got to do the whole book of James, okay? We had a young man a number of years ago, 10 years old, and he memorized the Sermon on the Mount, went to Florida, and on the way back in November, he said, Pastor Wood, what would I have to do to get another trip to the beach? And I said, well, you memorized three chapters. Let's have you memorize four chapters for your next trip to the beach. Romans 8, Romans 12, Hebrews 11, and Hebrews 12. By March, he had all of them memorized. Okay? He went on to memorize First John, Book of James, Philippians, all kinds of other things. And right now that young man is in medical school, which is a reminder that when you use your brain to memorize God's word, it actually does good stuff for your brain. I don't promise that everybody who memorizes a lot of scripture gets to go to med school. But I will tell you this, it's good for your brain. It makes the simple wise. And so memorize the scriptures. Memorize the scriptures and then meditate on the scriptures and obey the scriptures. Grayson, what would you like to be doing 10 years from now at 25?
The Lord's will. What I would like to be doing, I want to do something at least, you know, with trade or something like that. But if the Lord has a different plan, mm-hmm. I can't say no. Mm-hmm. So it's on the Lord's.
Good. Hand. But you'd like to do something in the trades, you say?
Yes, sir.
All right. No particular trade you're drawn toward at this point?
Not right now, no, sir.
Okay. Excellent. Any idea yet at age 13 or 14? 14, right?
All right. Yes, sir.
Jada, what would be your ultimate dream at age 14 of what you might be doing when you're 24?
Just something in art, like painting.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Do you get any opportunities to do stuff with art here?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good. And do you like, you said you like painting and you like, have you done any sculpture?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, maybe that's in your future too. All right. And photography can kind of go with that as well. All right. Lucy, tell me, what do you think? You're how old now, Lucy?
11.
11 years old. When you're 21, you have an idea what you'd like to be doing?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to be doing?
I would like to own a gluten-free bakery and also a vegan gluten-free bakery. And I want to sell their like gluten-free treats and vegan treats because I know not a lot of bakeries have that option. And I have an allergy myself.
So you know what a blessing it is when somebody is willing to go the extra mile and make gluten-free things that actually taste like food instead of like cardboard. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I know that that takes extra work because I have at least one family member who used to laugh at people who claimed that they had a gluten problem and then discovered that they had a gluten problem, which was kind of poetic, you know? I mean, I wish that this individual didn't have that problem, but they do. And now that they know it, they're doing better. So it definitely, I think there are people who claim that they have a problem with gluten and they don't really, they just want attention. But there are other people like you for whom it really is an issue.
Yes, sir.
And you can make things that'll bless others. So that's great. I think that's a wonderful goal. All right. Guys, do you have any questions for me before we let you go?
No, sir.
None that I can think of. No, sir.
No, sir.
Do you, how often do you go to chapel?
Every morning.
Every morning you go to chapel? That's how we start the day here at the ranch?
Yes, sir.
And so 3 of those days a week you have to listen to me, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How do you answer that? He said, have to listen to me. I am so glad that I have the privilege of speaking to you all. And a lot of what I share in chapel ends up being used on these broadcasts. So I want you to know that you inspire me, you encourage me. And tell me, as we head into this season, what are you thankful for, Jada?
The gift of a Savior. When I came to the ranch, I knew there was hope, and I found a Savior.
Praise God. Praise God. Lucy, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for our church having these events that let people come to Christ and make them feel special on the day that they will remember the most.
Praise God. That's wonderful. Grayson, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for just the ranch and just that God has provided for me in so many different ways. Because if I'd never come to the ranch, who knows where I'd be right now spiritually or, you know, physically. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. But the Lord has brought me here for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for it.
Praise God. Thank you, Grayson. Well, I'll tell you, folks, every child who comes here has one thing in common, and that is a problem in the home that they didn't create. All of our students, I mean, none of them are delinquents. None of them are kids who are just creating mayhem everywhere they go. These are kids who have, I mean, it may be a health problem. It may be that a parent has a substance abuse issue. It may be that somebody got in trouble with the law. It may be a financial crisis. All kinds of different circumstances. But the one thing that is the common denominator among our students is that there's a problem in the home that the student did not create. And so if you know someone, as you listen to this broadcast and you hear these young people and their testimonies, if you know someone who is really struggling in the situation that they're in, they may be the child who's struggling in that situation, or it may be a parent or guardian, maybe a grandparent who's having a hard time raising their grandkids. If you know someone who needs our help, we've never turned a child away for lack of finances. We have told children that they couldn't come here unless they wanted to. I've sat in the admissions office before and had a student who was being recommended to us by somebody sit there with their arms folded and glare at me and say, "There's no way I'm coming here." And I say, "You're exactly right. There is no way you're coming here. If you don't want to come here, you're not going to come here." But I don't think any of these students, if they were just writing the story of their life, would say, you know, my goal is to end up at a place like Ware's Valley Ranch. But we don't write our own life story. Every single one of us is in circumstances that we did not create. All of us are in that situation. And the question is, given the situation you're in, do you think Ware's Valley Ranch would be a good fit for you? And these are students who've said yes. And I'm grateful that they did. And they're grateful that they did. So I want you to pray for Grayson, for Jada, and even staff kids like Lucy, who are here in the providence of God because God has a plan for their lives, and Ware's Valley Ranch gets to be a part of that plan. We're very, very thankful. And to those of you who pray for us, please know that we pray that the Lord will reward you as well. We hear from people, I've heard from several folks today, requesting prayer for the situations that they're in, for loved ones who need to come to know Jesus. We are happy to pray for the prayer requests that come in. You can call our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. That's 866-41-ABIDE. Or you can write to us at wvr.org, and we'll be happy to hear from you and happy to respond. But please know that if you're able to help at this time of year, it is really a miracle the way that God continues to provide for the ranch. Every year, we need a year-end miracle, and every year, God answers prayer. We have never taken a penny from the U.S. government or any state government or any local government. We don't take government funds. We have never borrowed a penny from a bank, from a relative. We just don't go there. We know that God has promised to supply everything we need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so we pray fervently for God to provide, and God provides, and we are thankful. And some of you who are listening right now have been a part of that, and we thank you for your support. Some of you are saying, how can I make a difference? How can I impact somebody's life? I'm busy doing this. I've got my own responsibilities. What can I do that'll make a difference? Well, I think these young people would tell you, you can make a difference by supporting Ware's Valley Ranch. Is that true? They're nodding.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to encourage you. This is a place where God is working, and we have the opportunity to see him changing lives. If you want to be a part of that miracle, I want to encourage you to get in touch with us. And we'll be happy to answer questions. If you want to see our financial statements, they're audited every year. Glad to share it with you. Just be in touch, and we'd be glad to respond. God bless you, and have a wonderful wonderful Thanksgiving season.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.